AAP Placement Goals. Objectives to improve problems identified by analyses, audits, or reports. Acceptance. Acceptance of an agreement if both parties state that they have understood and have nothing against the offer in question. Acquisitions. Occurs when one organization purchases or trades stock to gain controlling interest in another. Action planning. Identify steps to be taken to achieve the objectives. Advantages of pre-employment tests. Minimizes risks in the hiring process, increases employee retention, and results in higher productivity. Affirmative Action Plans, or AAP. A statistical analysis tool used by management to create equal employment opportunities for all applicants and employees. Age Discrimination in Employment Act of 1967, or ADEA, promotes employment of older persons based on their ability rather than age, to prohibit arbitrary age discrimination in employment, to help employers and workers find ways of meeting problems arising from the impact of age on employment. Alternative recruiting. Methods to expand the pool of qualified candidates, in other words, interns, telecommuters, job sharing, temporary employees, contract workers, and seasonal workers to perform specific tasks for the organization. Alternative recruiting. Methods to expand the pool of qualified candidates, in other words, interns, telecommuters, job sharing, temporary employees, contract workers, and seasonal workers to perform specific tasks for the organization. Alternative Staffing Organizations, or ASOs, is an important strategy that combines a staffing business model with supportive services to help job seekers with obstacles to employment enter and advance in the workforce. Alternative staffing. Staffing practices that expands the pools of applicants. Altruism. Acting out of concern for another's well-being. Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in several areas, including employment, transportation, public accommodations, communications, and access to state and local government programs and services. Application Tracking Systems, or ATS, automates an organization's recruiting and staffing operations and provides a central repository for candidate data, including resumes and applications. Aptitude Test. Designed to measure an individual's knowledge and abilities to apply skills in various areas such as math, typing, language, and reasoning. Assets. Tangible or intangible items of value owned by the business. Liabilities. Money that the business owes to lenders or government for payroll taxes withheld, or employees for unused vacation time. Attrition. To the termination of contractual employment. Auditing jobs and skills. Evaluation of potential and existing positions. It is used to ensure job duties match the appropriate job title. Background checks. Process a person or company uses to verify that a person is who they claim to be and provides an opportunity for someone to check a person's criminal record, education, employment history, and other activities that happened in the past in order to confirm their validity. See also pre-employment inquiries. Behavioral interview. Interview based on the premise that past behavior is the best predictor of future behaviors. Benefits. Part of an employee's total compensation plan and designed to meet employees' specific needs. Best practices. Methods or practices that have been demonstrated to produce desired results over a period of time. Bona fide occupational qualification, or BFOQ, exists even when the trait in question is a valid and necessary job requirement. Candidate job satisfaction measures the expectations of employees about their organizations and their jobs against reality. Candidate tracking. See Applicant Tracking Systems, or ATS. Cause marketing. A type of corporate social responsibility in which a company's promotional campaign has the dual purpose of increasing profitability while bettering society. Civil Rights Act of 1991 was enacted to allow for compensatory and punitive damages in cases of intentional discrimination. Cognitive tests. Tests that measure the quantitative and reasoning capacity of potential employees. College recruitment. An external recruiting strategy that provides a good source of entry-level hires. Company culture. The values, beliefs, and behaviors reflected by how employees interact and act in the organization with customers and vendors. Compensation is an exchange of payment from an employer for the services provided by its employees and can be monetary or non-monetary. Compensation philosophy directs managers on how to create and implement reward systems. Competence. In contractual agreements, covers the age and sanity of contracting parties. Competitive temporary employment. Involves an organization hiring temporary employees through an agency. Concurrent validity. An individual possesses the desired trait or will behave in the desired fashion. Construct validity. Method of testing that measures the connection between candidate characteristics and successful performance on the job. Content validity. Method of testing that measures a selection procedure, samples significant parts of the job being tested. Contracts. Agreement that can be enforced legally. Conventional Staffing Organizations, or CSOs. For-profit organizations which provide organizations with employees temporarily for a fee. Corporate restructuring. The process of modifying the structure of an organization to achieve organizational objectives. Criterion validity. Method of testing that measures the correlation of work behavior. A screening and selection tool have criterion validity if it accurately predicts behavior in the workplace. Cultural differences are the various beliefs, behaviors, languages, practices, and expressions considered unique to members of a specific ethnicity, race, or national origin. Demand forecasting. Process of estimating the number of future employees as well as their skills and competencies. Directive interview. An interview controlled and guided by the interviewer with a list of specific questions. Disability. Was initially defined by the ADA as a physical and mental impairment that substantially limits one or more major life activities, Examples of major life activities include, but are not limited to, transferring, mobility, toileting, personal hygiene, bathing, and dressing. Disadvantages of a selection interview. Preconceived ideas. Applicants can control the interview. Disadvantages of pre-employment tests. Potentially discriminatory. Doesn't provide a complete picture. Doesn't identify lying candidates. Does not allow for flexibility. Divestitures occur when parent organizations or motherships sell off part of their holdings as assets with the view of increasing shareholder value and service offerings. Downsizing, an organizational structural change strategy that reduces the workforce. Dress code, policies that let employees know how formal or informal their clothes need to be in the workplace. Due diligence involves one party taking reasonable precaution by investigating another to ensure the information provided by the other party is accurate. E-Verify, an internet-based system that compares information from your Form I-9, Employment Eligibility Verification, to U.S. Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, and Social Security Administration, SSA records to confirm that you are authorized to work in the United States. Educational references. High school, college, postgraduate transcripts, as well as certifications to verify accuracy presented during the selection process. Effectiveness, efficiency metrics for recruiting. 1. Number of applications received. 2. Recruiting costs. And 3. Number of days to fill the position. Employee engagement. Approach used in workplaces to ensure every employee has the best working conditions, providing for better results and output from the tasks and jobs assigned. Employee labor rights. Rights to protect employees from sudden or illegal terminations of employment. Employee orientation or onboarding programs. General introduction to the organization and a job-specific orientation. Activities may include paperwork completion, training, introduction to company policies, procedures and rules, tour of the company, and an email welcome. Employee Polygraph Protection Act of 1988, or EPPA. A United States federal law that prohibits private employers from using polygraph tests in making employment decisions except under very limited conditions. Employee referrals or recommendations. Resources for potential candidates and can result in long-term hires. Employee retention program. Strategies and practices that influence recruiting, training and development, compensation, socialization, employee engagement, in an effort to retain employees to stay and decrease employee turnover. Employee survey, a method for gathering information from employees for strategic decision making. Employee testing, process of using assessments to judge how well a potential employee can fit into the organization. Employee value proposition, unique set of benefits which an employee receives in return for the skills, capabilities, and experience they bring to a company. Employment contracts, contract that binds both parties to the agreements contained in the contract, including terms and conditions of employment, scope of duties, compensation, benefits and expense reimbursements, non-disclosure of proprietary information, etc. Employment Eligibility Verification, or I-9 form. Used for verifying the identity and employment authorization of individuals hired for employment in the United States. Employment References. A process by which employers gather information from previous employers, coworkers, or customers about a potential employee's work habits and work experience. Employment Screening Tools. Applications, resumes, interviews, social media, and pre-employment assessments. Employment Selection Tools. Interviews, pre-employment tests, and previews of job duties. Employment at Will. Organization or employee may terminate the employment relationship at any time for any cause, good or bad, or without cause, and the other cannot complain in law. Engagement Survey. Measures how happy employees are and how dedicated they are to the mission and outcome of your company. Environmental Analysis. Process to identify all the external and internal elements which can affect the organization's performance. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or EEOC, formed by Title VII of the Civil Rights Act and interprets and enforces federal laws that prohibits discrimination. Equal Pay Act of 1963, or EPA, prohibits discrimination on account of sex in the payment of wages by employers engaged in commerce or in the production of goods for commerce. Ethnocentric strategy. Hiring strategy where key management positions are filled by expatriates. Exit interview. Process used to gather information from a departing employee related to why they are leaving the organization. External recruiting. Utilizing external resources to fill positions and to hire from outside of the company. Resources include media sources, internet job boards, community site, social media, job fairs, colleges and universities, referrals, professional associations, employment agencies, etc. External sources. Utilizing external resources to fill positions and to hire from outside of the company. Resources include media sources, internet job boards, community site, social media, job fairs, colleges and universities, referrals, professional associations, employment agencies, etc. Factors affecting the labor pool: economic environment, technological developments, industry changes, and availability in the labor market. Fair Credit Reporting Act of 1970, or FCRA. Federal law that regulates the collection of consumers' credit information and access to their credit reports. It is to address the fairness, accuracy, and privacy of the personal information contained in the files of the credit reporting agencies. Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, or FLSA, establishes minimum wage, overtime pay, record keeping, and child labor standards affecting full-time and part-time workers in the private sector and in the federal, state, and local governments. Federal Executive Order No. 11246 established requirements for non-discriminatory practices in hiring and employment on the part of the U.S. government contractors. Forecasting. The assessment of the current supply and demand for people and skills and the use of that knowledge to determine the need for and availability of personnel in the future. General Employment Application. Candidate screening tool that requests information from job candidates related to previous jobs, professional experience, education, and background. General Introduction. Basic introduction by the Human Resource Department of an organization and is generally divided into two parts. Introduction to the firm as a whole, including the infrastructure, and the second is the introduction to the specific working area of the employee. Geocentric strategy. Hiring strategy that places the best qualified person into each position, regardless of their country of origin. Gig economy refers to people that are paid by the gig or task or project. Harassment is a form of employment discrimination that violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. High first-year attrition indicates that the quality of hire is low, which could set the company up for losses, or that the recruitment process oversold the company, or did not clearly explain the job description for the position candidates were hired to do. Host country nationals, or HCNs, employees originating from the host country. HR metrics. Different measurements that are used to show the value that the human resources function provides to the organization. Human capital. A measure of the skills, education, capacity, and attributes of labor which influence their productive capacity and earning potential. Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986, or IRCA, prohibits the employment of illegal aliens and requires employers to ensure applicants are legally employable in the United States. Inbox test. Test that provides candidates with the number of documents describing problems that would typically be handled by an employee in that position, with instructions to prioritize the problems and/or how the problems should be handled. In-person interviews. Interviews that involve a face-to-face meeting between recruiters, managers, and the candidates. Information gathering. Process of due diligence. Integration plans. Show how firms plan to operate after an M&A. Internal job announcements. Job postings made within a company available to employees to help retain top talent. Internal job postings. Job postings made within a company available to employees to help retain top talent. Internal recruiting. Process whereby the organization seeks to fill positions internally, communicates information about openings to employees, and encourages individuals within the organization to seek transfers or promotions. Involuntary termination. Termination in which an organization ends employment because of poor performance or changing business needs. Job advertisements. Online, print media, or televised announcement of an open position. Job analysis. A process used to collect information about the duties, responsibilities, necessary skills, outcomes, and work environment of a particular job. Job bidding provides a means by which interested employees express interest in a position before it's available. This gives the employee the opportunity to learn more about the job. Job competency. Guide interviewers in formulating questions that elicit information beyond specific tasks and responsibilities assigned to a specific job. Job description. A written document that contains detailed information about a job. Job knowledge tests. Ascertain the skills relevant to the job enlisted on a candidate's resume. Job market. A market in which employers search for employees and employees search for jobs. Job posting. An advertisement created by an employer, human resources staff, or a recruiter that alerts current employees or the public of an immediate or future job opening within a company. Job specification. A written statement of qualifications, specific qualities, level of experience, physical, emotional, technical, and communication skills required to perform a job, responsibilities involved in a job, and other requirements of the job. Job-specific employment application. Application that is used to fill a substantial number of employees for positions with similar requirements. Labor market analysis. Analysis that looks at various economic indicators and other factors that impact the availability of those individuals. Learning styles. Refers to the preferential way in which the student absorbs, processes, comprehends, and retains information. Legality. Agreement must be made by competent individuals who both understand and agree to the terms of the contract and who both have a benefit and obligation toward the other. Loss aversion. Concept that losses are more apparent to people than gains. Manager satisfaction. A rating that recruiters and other professionals involved in the selection process give to the procedure. Market capitalization refers to the size of the market that an organization provides products and services. Medical examinations. An assessment tool that is used after a job offer or conditional job offer has been extended are only used to ensure the employee will be fully capable of performing the requirements of the job, and in some cases, may be part of an employer's health and safety program. Mergers. Combining two or more business entities into one. Metrics. Quantifiable measure that is used to track and assess the status of a specific business process. Multinational firms. Business that operates in many different countries outside of its home country. Negotiating skills. The ability to negotiate. Non-white-collar employees. Employees who rarely use computers and other software that are mostly available to the managerial-level staff within an organization. Non-directive interview. Interview style where the interviewer asks broad questions and allows the candidate to guide the conversation. Offshoring. That an organization sources and coordinates its tasks across national borders. Online hiring. A hiring method allows firms to hire and manage employees without being in the same space. Organizational planning. Assist management and employees in moving the organization in the right direction in alignment with the goals and objectives. Outsourcing. Business practice of contracting internal business services that are typically performed internally to outside organizations that specialize in the specific business function. Panel interview. Interview style, where a candidate is interviewed by several interviewers at the same time. Parent country nationals, or PCNs, or expatriates. Employees that originate from the home country. Person-focused change. Aimed at improving the overall productivity and overall performance of the company in question. Personality tests. Tests that help managers assess whether candidates can survive and thrive in the environment of the organization. Physical tests. Assess the health of the candidates in question, as well as their level of physical fitness to determine if they are up to the task. Polycentric strategy. Hiring strategy that fills corporate positions in the home country with expatriates, whereas management positions in the host country are filled by host country nationals, or HCNs. Pre-employment inquiries, also known as background checks, cover a range of activities designed to ensure that candidates who receive employment offers are who they represent themselves to be during the selection process. Predictive validity. Method that compares the test scores of a test given at the beginning of a job before new employees have experience to the same criterion collected at a future time. Pregnancy Discrimination Act of 1978 prohibits sex discrimination on the basis of pregnancy. Preliminary screening. Also known as shortlisting, is a method of choosing candidates from a large pool of applicants. Promotions. When employees move into new positions with different duties and greater responsibilities, or when they develop a level of experience and skill, enabling them to assume added responsibilities in their current positions. Qualitative forecasting. Opinions or analyses of managers and experts. Qualitative or quantitative forecasting depends on 1. Short-term or long-term need, and 2. Whether needs will change. Quality of hire. Measure the success of their hiring procedure by comparing the performance of new hires over the first 6 to 12 months and that of their peers. Quantitative forecasting is an estimation methodology that uses expert judgment rather than numerical analysis. This type of forecasting relies upon the knowledge of highly experienced employees and consultants to provide insights into future outcomes. Recruiting process. Process of creating interest about open positions in an organization and seeking candidates who possess the necessary qualification to successfully fill them. Recruitment. Process of creating interest about open positions in an organization and seeking candidates who possess the necessary qualification to successfully fill them. Reference checks. Pre-employment inquiries that organizations use to check a candidate's employment, educational, and/or financial references. Regiocentric strategy. Hiring strategy whereby fills positions in a trade region and has managers move between business units in different countries in the region. Resume importing. Process of importing resumes into the applicant database for comparison. Resume parsing. Helps recruiters to efficiently manage electronic resume documents sent electronically. Scenario planning. described as the process where management evaluates and reviews possible scenarios the company may have to address in the future, mainly by making assumptions. Selection. Process by which an organization sets criteria for the recruitment of employees and uses those measures to distinguish candidates within a given pool to identify the best qualified candidate. Selection ratio. Calculated by taking the total number of hired candidates and dividing them by the total number of applicants received. Selection tools. Tools that are utilized as part of the candidate selection process. Source of hire. A metric that managers can use to assess the success of past recruitment channels and thereby predict the future success of each, giving room for environmental changes. Sourcing strategy. How the company can utilize a variety of resources or methods to reach its desired human resource targets. Staffing alternatives. Interns, part-time employees, telecommuters, job sharing, temporary employees, contract workers, and seasonal workers to perform specific tasks for the organization. Structure-focused change refers to the way an organization is divided to promote function. Success profiles. Designed to describe the talent needed for success in a critical role, the goal is to outline the knowledge, skills, abilities, and competencies needed for the position now and in the future. Success ratio. Quality of hire that is measured by the number of new hires that perform satisfactorily divided by total number of new hires. Succession planning. The process of preparing employees for future jobs and deciding how management vacancies will be filled. Supply forecasting. Defined as the process of matching the current supply of employees, along with their skills and competencies, to the future demand of the organization. Talent management. As a mission-critical process that ensures organizations have the quantity and quality of people in place to meet their current and future business priorities. Talent pool. Refers to a place or database where recruiters and HR managers keep all of their top job candidates. Talent reservoir is a talent management process that takes into account the various aspects of the assessment process to identify competencies required by the organization. Telephone interviews. Interviews conducted by phone as part of the screening process. Temp to hire employment. Transitional form of temporary employment. Temporary employment. Hiring workers to work for an organization for a specified duration, usually not more than 6 months. Temporary staffing. Placing employees on a worksite for variable periods of time, from short, one-day assignments to long-term assignments. Some assignments can be converted to full-time positions. Tentative non-confirmation, or TNC, received when either the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, or Social Security Administration, SSA, flags something entered on the I-9 as not matching their records. Termination refers to the removal of an employee from their position within an organization, either willingly, due to circumstances within the organization, for example, employee cutbacks, or forcefully, as is the case with misconduct. Third country nationals, or TCNs. Employees from any country other than the home or host country. Third-party logistics, or 3PL. Use of third-party businesses to outsource elements of its distribution, warehousing, and fulfillment services. Time to fill. Measures how long it takes to fill a particular position within the organization. Time frame to file discrimination claims. File a charge within 180 calendar days from the day the discrimination took place. The 180 calendar day filing deadline is extended to 300 calendar days if a state or local agency enforces a law that prohibits employment discrimination on the same basis. Title I, Employment, prohibits private employers, state and local governments, employment agencies, and labor unions from discriminating against qualified individuals with disabilities in job application procedures, hiring, firing, advancement, compensation, job training, and other terms, conditions, and privileges of employment. The ADA covers employers with 15 or more employees, including state and local governments. Title III, Public Accommodations and Commercial Facilities, prohibits discrimination on the basis of disability in the activities of places of public accommodations, businesses that are generally open to the public and that fall into one of 12 categories listed in the ADA, such as restaurants, movie theaters, schools, daycare facilities, recreation facilities, and doctor's offices, and requires newly constructed or altered places of public accommodation, as well as commercial facilities, privately owned, non-residential facilities such as factories, warehouses, or office buildings, to comply with the ADA standards. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is a federal law that prohibits employers from discriminating against employees on the basis of sex, race, color, national origin, and religion. It generally applies to employers with 15 or more employees, including federal, state, and local governments. Total rewards. An organizational strategy to attract, retain, motivate, and incentivize employees to perform their jobs. Transition Services Agreement, or TSA, determines the scope of services one company should provide to another when there is a change of ownership. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the principal federal agency responsible for measuring labor market activity, working conditions, and price changes in the economy. Unemployed status includes current or past periods of unemployment. Uniform Guidelines on Employee Selection Procedures, or UGESP, apply to all selection procedures used to make employment decisions, including interviews, review of experience or education from application forms, work samples, physical requirements, and evaluations of performance. The guidelines are designed to aid in the achievement of our nation's goal of equal employment opportunity without discrimination on the grounds of race, color, sex, religion, or national origin. Unusual recruiting sources. Flyers, community organizations, prison work programs, individuals leaving vendors. Verbal contracts. Spoken agreement between parties. Vetting, A process that involves investigating an applicant's background and qualifications prior to her employment with a company. Voluntary termination. Termination in which an employee provides notice of their intent to resign or retire from the organization. Weighted employment applications. Application that is used to assist recruiters in evaluating candidate qualifications and reduces bias in the screening process. Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, or WARN, of 1988 provides some protection in the event of mass layoffs or plant closings. Employers with 100 or more employees, or those with 100 or more full and part-time employees who work in the total of 4,000 hours or more per week, are subject to the provisions of the WARN Act. Workforce planning process. An effective process based on workforce goals and objectives, job analysis and description that identifies KSAs needed, identification of qualified employees, and translating goals and objectives into tactical staffing plans. Written contracts. Formal agreements that prove that one party is ready to offer another a product or service in return for payment or another good or service.